The city and residents of Riodel, impacted by the December earthquake and subsequent aftershocks, continue in their recovery efforts. A winter of storm events has compounded the issues faced by residents, as well as the overburdened city infrastructure that was further damaged by the earthquakes. The Riodel City Council heard from some of the impacted residents at their April 18th regular meeting. Cal and Cindy Fisher of Bellevue Avenue addressed the council about their frustration trying to get assistance through the call center they were directed to for disaster case management services. They have yet to receive a call back. They pointed out that the assistance that's available to impacted residents is based on being low income to qualify. For those that are over that level, there is no help out there. The Fishers asked the council to consider waiving building permit fees for the red and yellow tag properties that don't qualify for other assistance. The request was supported by other residents in attendance. Steve Saunders addressed the council about the implementation of the temporary waiver of sewer fees for red tag properties that was approved at the March 21st council meeting. Mr. Saunders had been at that March 21st meeting and had asked if the approval meant that he would be getting a check back on the fees that he had already paid so that he could give that to the person he'd been staying with since becoming displaced for their added expenses. Council members nodded their head in agreement, and no corrections to Mr. Saunders' interpretation were offered. However, when he went to City Hall with his completed waiver request form, he was told that he would only receive a credit on his account for future bills. The council members requested that these items get added to a future agenda so they can be discussed. Both topics will be discussed at the May 2nd Riodel City Council meeting starting at 6:30 p.m. The council will debate a possible waiver of building permit fees for earthquake-damaged properties, as well as discuss and hopefully clarify the temporary waiver of sewer fees for red-tagged residences. The staff report included in the agenda packet recommends against approving additional waivers due to budget concerns, including the reduction in sales tax and cannabis tax revenues. An alternative source of funding could be sought from the Humboldt Area Foundation to help offset some of the costs, or the backfill would need to come from the general fund. The May 2nd council meeting will also include a presentation on the 2022 fiscal year financial audit report. The audit notes that the city general fund unassigned fund balance decreased 27% from the prior year, due in large part to lower than anticipated sales and cannabis tax revenues. The cannabis tax revenue decline is specifically noted in the audit. Quote, the city has three outdoor farms located on the Dinsmore Plateau. In 2022, one of the farms, Sweetleaf, had a total crop failure due to disease. The other two farms also experienced disease issues, including mold. The largest farm on the Dinsmore Plateau, Dinsmore Plateau Farms, has not paid their local taxes for years 2021 and 2022, end quote. Commercial cannabis tax revenues for the city will continue to be volatile in the foreseeable future. Additionally, one of the primary economic drivers in Riodel is the Humboldt Riodel Business Park, formerly known as the Eel River Sawmill Site in Metropolitan. In addition to all of the factors that are contributing to the collapse of the commercial cannabis market, Riodel and Southern Humboldt in particular are also impacted by PG&E's inability to provide electricity to projects. Multiple projects are in limbo waiting for PG&E to supply the power promised in what are called will serve letters provided to the developers. Under PG&E's current estimates, power should be available to those projects by the end of 2024. Projects such as a proposed 20,000 square foot indoor cultivation site by Northwestern Flower Company that would bring an estimated $40,000 annually to the city are on hold as a result. Additional agenda items include a proclamation for Older Americans Month, support for fentanyl-related legislation, and final approval of an ordinance restricting street parking over 72 hours for cars, boats, and RVs. The full council agenda packet for the May 2nd meeting is available at City Hall and online at theriodeltimes.com. The meeting is preceded by a 5 p.m. study session to discuss setting city priorities. Video of the April 18th Riodel City Council meeting is also available at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.